Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, slaves of the global plantation! Vinnie Eastwood is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? Bad news. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists. It's Vinny's jokes. And my very special guest is Ken O'Keefe. You're coming live at us from Ireland right now, aren't you? Or are you back in the States?
I'm in England, actually, in Birmingham, England.
Oh, well, you know, they say never play Birmingham twice. So can you please give I mean, this might be actually your first live broadcast back since all this stuff's happened to you, because I called you privately and stuff. I'm not sure if you've actually done a show since your arrest and incarceration and deporting, and goodness knows what else has been going on. Is that right?
Yeah, I did, when they started going, the Israelis started going apeshit in Gaza a few months back, I went live. Actually, I was live for like 60 hours straight. And I have done a couple other little things that I did independently, but, and I have done some press TV interviews here and there, but for the most part, no, I've been like, you know, trying to get settled in and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Also recovering stolen shit. I had whatever, over 10K of stuff stolen from the police in Florida, blah, blah, blah.
So there was the Bangkok Hilton getting arrested in Florida, and now you're in England. All right, context. There's a story here. Like, can we please do that? And just before we do, there's a little visitor that I've got. She's like the raptors in Jurassic Park. They figured out how to open doors. All right. And
oh, nice one.
Girl, come here. Here she is. It's my puppy. Wave to Ken.
Look at that.
Wave to Ken. Wave. Flip, 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 flip.
It's very hello, baby. Sweetheart.
This is sweetheart.
It's all for you and those yet unborn.
Yeah. It's my little bubba.
She's
Daddy
beautiful.
Loves a whole bunch just because it's just so sweet and so sausagey and real cute. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Okay, now, you wave bye-bye, baby. Wave bye-bye. Here we go. Wave bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay. And now, mummy, you can take the bubble. All right. Here we go. There's the manipulative heartstring pulling. Donate at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Now, please, Ken, go right ahead and let people know who've been out of the loop. I was out of the loop, and I know what went on just in a very general way, but we had a long conversation, didn't we? So please bring people up to speed about what's Ken been doing, what has happened to Ken.
Well, it depends on who you listen to. I mean, if you listen to my enemies, I've been fiending on the crystal meth and stealing a bunch of shit and so on and so forth, and I guess that's why I'm going to jail. But if you ask me, I have a different version. Obviously, my version is let's see, Thailand. I was there on business to move further with some alternative currency stuff related to World Citizen. And while I was there, I was doing Muay Thai training with a former world champion in Muay Thai. And, I wasn't drinking or doing any drugs or anything. I was training in Muay Thai, but I met a guy who was a DJ. He played really cool music and said he had a gig. So I went to that gig, and that's where I got poisoned. I was dead on the ground. The only thing that saved me was my head fell from like 6'3" and it hit concrete. So if you took, imagine taking a bowling ball, right? Take a bowling ball, maybe, you know, wrap some leather around it and then drop that from about 6'3" high onto concrete. And that's what my head sounded like. Cause I went out like a light on a high bar stool, fell back, and all my weight went into my head. Anyway, I was dead on the ground, and people who couldn't see me heard something. They heard my head, and they came around, and they saw that I wasn't breathing. Multiple witnesses for this. I wasn't breathing. They got down, checked my pulse. I had no pulse. I was white as a sheet. They all said I was white as a sheet, except one guy said I was blue. And even though I was tan. But anyway, a Hawaiian, I'm a Hawaiian national. There you go. A Hawaiian in Thailand gave me CPR and I came to. Apparently, I was smiling and trying to get up, and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I went to the hospital, checked myself out after 2 days. They hydrated me. I made sure they didn't do anything else. And checked myself out in 2 days because I knew I would be in danger in the hospital. And that's when I went to try and, heal a bit, just get on the beach, get some sun, go out into the sea, rest. I was having blackout spells. And then I got arrested by the Thai police and thrown in prison. And that's why I stayed in the Bangkok Hilton, where I saw people killed and was tortured a bit myself and blah, 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 blah. This didn't do very well for my productivity. So I was actually doing pretty well in Patreon and whatnot. I was making about 1400 a month doing regular stuff, but come the headbang and being dead, that kind of put a dampener on my productivity. A lot of people think like I just stopped doing whatever. My enemies took the opportunity to say, "Ah, oh, he stole all your money. Now he's just having a good time with it." In truth, I was in a prison, and I spent 3 months there. Since coming back, I had everything stolen back then. Since coming back, I've been in Ireland, I've been in England, but I went to the States, Hawaii. Was there, rested a bit. That was beautiful on Maui. But then it was time to leave. Went to the States, bought a vehicle, drove all the way across the country. No license, no tax, no registration, no insurance, and according to the law, I drove across the entire country, pulled over several times, walked away each time. But then I got to Florida, Pasco County, and that's where I was arrested, thrown in jail for a couple of days, and I still have yet to recover any of the property that was in my vehicle, which is about 10K worth of stuff that I had accumulated, which mostly tools, computers, cameras, all things related to video production and stuff like that. Plus, I had pictures of my mother and grandparents and stuff that are on there, which I have hardly any of that left now with all the things that have been stolen over the years. So, I'd have a lot of reasons to be quite upset and unhappy and depressed and so on and so forth, but I'm happy. I truly am. I have a very good attitude. I know damn well the powers that be are afraid of me. They know damn well if I have resources and can do the work that I'm capable of doing. I don't know. I'll kick their fucking ass. That's all I can say, man. I'm the same guy. I'm older. I'm wiser. I've been through a lot. I just got back from the gym. I'm working, doing some construction work. After I do work all day, I go to the gym, work out, and I've just gotten back. Haven't eaten anything all day today, having some green tea here. This is kind of normal for me. I can run on very little. I've got an extremely high energy. I'm very grateful for everything I have. And I don't focus on the shit that I don't have. At the same time, my motivation is high, as a father myself. But even if I wasn't a father, I look at the future for our children and I see extermination if the powers that be get their way. So I know you know that. And that's all I need to be motivated. So regardless of my own personal challenges and whatnot, I know everybody's going through various challenges. The people in Australia and New Zealand are definitely going through challenges. They're coming to inject you with poison. In England, by the way, today they just reinstituted the mandatory mask if you go into shops or whatever because of this, what, Omicron or whatever the frick it is today.
I call it the Omicron Persei 8 virus. It's coming here to exterminate you and to steal your human horn.
I know, man. God loves a trier, man. I got to give these bastards credit. You guys are persistent. You're well financed. You stick together much more than we do. I think we should take take you know, really take notice of how the powers that be do stick together rather well. And meanwhile, everything hinges on the rest of us being divided. So Black Lives Matter and things like this, black against white, white against black, brown against polka dot, polka dot against stripe, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're all supposed to be fighting each other. And the day that we come together in meaningful numbers and actually act according to what we're capable of doing, we will beat these bastards. And we could liberate ourselves and be the generation that actually liberated humanity after millennia of enslavement, torture, trauma, and mind control. We could be the generation to do it, or not. It's up to us.
I was considering this because I've recently been arrested and was banned from the internet for 6 freaking weeks. And when I came back, I think it maybe took me another 6 weeks to sort of like just be back in mode kind of thing. You know how like you don't drink for a while and the next drink that you have, it just sends you for a loop. It was like that, but with the internet, you know, like, oh man, I've used the internet too much. Vinny, you've only been on it 12 minutes. I know, it's too much. Anyway, the thing that I discovered when I was trying to make my little video mini documentary about my arrest and that kind of thing is just how many people came out of the woodwork to kick me while I was down and banned from the internet and couldn't actually reply. And you know what was even more interesting was that, was just how many of the established alternative media and people who are protesting lockdowns and tyranny in this country came out to support me and offered their public messages of support after me and Billy were arrested. None of them.
It is, you know... I think this is why a lot of people, some of us are just very, very stubborn. Some of us just know, like, to quit. If I were to quit doing what I'm capable of doing, I would lose respect for myself. I would. So I really do it out of a selfish need to have respect for myself and to engage to whatever degree I'm capable of doing so. And I don't do it for popularity. I mean, I think both of us can relate to the fact that when you speak, I know I can speak for myself. When you speak the way I do and you say the things I say, popularity is, you know, you'd have to be an idiot if that's what you're looking for. If I wanted to be popular, then I would say and placate the population with platitudes and things that would be witty and funny but don't really change a damn thing. Popularity was never a big issue, but it is a shame. I see a lot of ego. Although I've been accused of, you know, being this, that, and the other, and ego, and I do it all for attention and whatnot, the truth of the matter is actually quite opposite. And what I see within the activist movement and, you know, the talking heads that are out there that do discussions and raise awareness, I will give them credit for the good information they pass. But I do know from experience that many of these people are just egotistical prats, and I've dealt with jealousy time and time again. I mean, on many different levels, I've done shit that, you know, none of these talking heads could even think to have claimed. Some of them are really good and have done some really ballsy shit and respect, but I don't just talk. I put my money where my mouth is. I put my life on the line many times over. I've lived in places most would even never think to go. I've told the powers that be to go fuck themselves in person many times. I've been interrogated by Mossad, CIA, MI6, you name it, all over the fucking place, copious amounts of times. I don't really care if people love me or hate me. I do get a lot of love, and there is a lot of support out there, and I do appreciate it, but I don't do it for that. And in fact, I could cite a very influential man who is a living legend, Captain Paul Watson. Many would know him for Whale Wars. He talks about the subject of how your enemies call you everything in the book and oftentimes contradictory things. You know, you're a capitalist and a communist at the same time and all sorts of nonsense. And he talks about the adoration, you know, that the people that adore him, and they just come and basically kiss ass and tell him how great he is. And I agree with him in that, although it's nice to hear genuine love communicated. It's a little bit irritating because it sort of denotes that maybe you're counting on me to do what we need to do. We can change the world. I cannot do it myself. I've given it my best shot, and I have come close to making some massive fucking changes and stopping the powers that be on more than one occasion, but I can't do it myself, you know? We have to do this together, so we really need to come together, and ego needs to take a back seat to what's more important than your fucking ego.
Yeah, I kind of set off on this journey, and I made it this simple calculus, really. If I keep selling stuff for Vodafone and making the huge amount of money, like I just got my first paycheck, and it was like, wow, whoa, I can retire now. you freaking idiot. the naivete, right? You need naivete, yeah, and enthusiasm, all right? Not ego. That's what gets you into this, and that's what keeps you into it, because despite the fact that there's swirling whirlwinds of darkness, infinite money to be thrown into your opponent's pockets, infinite scumbaggery that can be deployed against us, infinite torture and fear and depression, we're still doing what we're doing, and we're doing it, yep, better than we ever have, and we're doing it in, yep, a way that nobody else is, and we get accused of all sorts of things. And I found a very interesting quote from Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister: accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. Joseph Goebbels, Nazi minister of propaganda and enlightenment. All right. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Every time you've been accused of something, and it seems wrong or whatever, imagine for a moment that the person accusing you is exactly guilty of it themselves, and that is precisely what they are doing. You see it in the activist movement, you see it in the media, you see it in the politics, you see it in business and all of that kind of stuff. Psychopathic accusing little pieces of crap, absolutely everywhere. When you come out of your old life, doesn't matter whether you've been in the corporate world, doesn't matter whether you've been in the military, the police or whatever, you're still that old person. And as soon as you start coming into the truth movement, you think, oh, I'm all about truth now. I'm all about honesty. I'm all about integrity. I'm all about standing up against the vicious, ruthless, criminal, sociopathic, pedophile scum. And then you're just like, okay, really? Really? You're actually up for this?
Yeah.
I've seen people come, and I've seen people go. The reason why people stay, and the reason why people go, is because of their devotion to life. One really wants to live, and they keep going. The other just wants to survive comfortably, so they quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Comfort. Comfort's the real enemy. This is why I appreciate discomfort, and I've been through many situations which are, by any person's standards, very, very challenging. I know for a fact that many would not have recovered as I have from the things that I've been through. But for me, being very different from most, I actually find injustice extremely motivating. When I am ripped off by the police in Florida, or thrown into the Bangkok Hilton in Thailand, or, you know, thrown into a cell and chokeholded by Israelis in Israel, or disarming commandos, or going to Gaza and reporting from burning, collapsing buildings, whatever. You know, when I am caught in that situation where I'm getting screwed over, it only validates why I'm doing what I'm doing in the first place. It only validates the reason why we must fight this battle, lest we leave our children as either dead or slaves to the powers that be. Many are being satanically, ritually sacrificed right now. There's an epidemic of missing children in the world. You know, many of the institutions that are set up to protect them, Child Protective Services here, in Canada, boy, there's Oh my God.
It's roughly, I mean, if I had to take a stab in the dark at like percentage population that go missing to feed the satanic pedophiles every year, I'd say it's 0.01%. That's 1 in 1,000. Now, put that in context. That means if you've got a country of 5 million, that's 5,000 children that go missing every year out of New Zealand. All right? And the statistics bear that out. You have a look at Australia, 20 million people, they have about 20,000 children missing a year. You have a look at the United States, there's about 40 to 50,000 children with a population of 400 million and so on and so forth. I'm not sure about the stats in Canada or the UK, but I'm acting under the assumption that it is not entirely dissimilar. That means that there's a 1 in 1,000th chance that you are one of these children who gets satanically kidnapped and sacrificed. Now, what that means is, I think in context, like, I think we give off a vibe. I give off a vibe, you give off a vibe, everybody gives off some kind of a vibe. Now, imagine if 1/1,000th of the people gave off the vibe that I saw satanic sacrifice. I was raped brutally by 10 old men at a Masonic lodge or something like that. And they're still alive, and they're just wandering around in the ether and stuff like that. What would that do to your society? Do you think you might see an explosion in drug use? Do you think you might see an explosion in suicide, depression, despondency, social anxiety, and so on and so forth? Maybe you would. Maybe every little thing we do has a residual effect. Maybe the conversation we're having right now is the conversation that a lot of people don't want to hear, but they have to fucking hear it. For if they do not shine the light into those dark corners that they have been ignoring for so long, the black mold and the rot that has set in there will consume this house that we are living in.
Yeah, well said, brother. I mean, you know, I actually really, really appreciate and look forward to this point that is coming closer and closer where it cannot be ignored. And, you know, here's some truths that are gonna be thrust in front of everyone. And it's going to be most painful for those who come from the Western society, of which I am a product and so are you. I'm not saying that there aren't people from other nations who are involved in dastardly things. Of course, there are plenty. But when we look at the impact of the so-called West, I have to quote Gandhi on this one. When he was asked, what do you think of Western civilization? His reply was, I think it's a good idea. And if you look up the definition of civilized, then you'll understand why he said that, because there is nothing civilized about our society, whether it's a media of professional liars, prostitutes, and propaganda who don't report things like 22 American service members a day committing suicide for well over a decade now, crimes against humanity and war crimes and torture that are routinely carried out by British, American, Australian, and other coalition of the willing troops. These are going on. How about the taxes that are used to pay for unlawful invasions, occupations, the killing of women and children and innocent men as well, all in the name of collateral damage? Guess what? If people want to ignore karma as a reality, they can do so at their own peril. I know from life experience that karma is a reality. And the bad experiences I have, I simply see, as I've said before, as motivation to do what needs to be done, because no matter how bad I've been violated, there are others being violated worse, not least of which the children who are rotting in dungeons right now, and they are being routinely raped and used as sex slaves. And it's not just children, it's all sorts of people, but the children, for me, I kind of put children and non-humans and nature in the same category. I love nature. I love the animal world, the non-human animal world. And I love children because they're innocent. Adults, the innocent will fade away over time. And eventually you'll have to take responsibility for who you are and what you do. And the willful ignorance you choose, or the complicity and submission to tyranny, like wearing a fucking mask. we should have refused from the get-go. We should have said, fuck off, I'm a free man, I live in America, right, when I was there. I didn't wear that mask ever. I went into the Washington, D.C. office to go do work, which I had to do with the United States government. Me and my brother, also a Marine, we didn't wear the fucking mask. I just flew from America through Washington, D.C., Dublin, Ireland, and into England. I didn't wear the fucking mask once. You know, I know that everybody isn't in a position to be able to do that to the extent that I do, but, you know, I do what I do because the world needs leaders who lead by example and have the balls and take the risk that others won't in order to embolden them. We have to understand that everything is at stake. Everything. This is not going to go away. It is going to get worse. And already by virtue of all those poisoned darts known as injections that have gone into people, according to the science I'm seeing, those people pose a potential threat to the rest of us, which could create an even greater division amongst the masses if that indeed becomes true. I mean, think about it. What are we going to do? Not be able to spend time or be in the same room with the people that have been vaccinated. I don't know that I will ever go to that extent. But thankfully, the people who are nearest and dearest to me don't take that poison. And I don't know why anybody would trust their government. I mean, how fucking stupid do you have to be? Excuse me. If the government is telling you you have to do this, then you should be fucking on alert right away. Like, okay, wait, hold on. But apparently not. Apparently people are that fucking stupid. I don't know. Willful ignorance, man. Stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump said.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's one part of it is stupidity. Like, the definition of stupidity is basically, I think it was having no interest in politics. I think that was actually the definition of an idiot, rather, is somebody who has no interest in politics. And I was like, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Because it's kind of like the devil. You might not believe in the devil, but the devil believes in you, and that's very similar to politics. You know, oh, I don't believe that politics has any effect on anything, and politics don't believe you have an effect on anything either, right? And this is what we're friggin' dealing with. And I remember my own sister, you know, don't want to reveal her medical information, but she's willingly revealed this on her Facebook profile. My eldest sister has a yellow ring around her Facebook profile that says, "I'm vaccinated for Aotearoa." All right, that's in New Zealand, right? And, you know, for being who I am and doing what I've done for so long and have that happen, it was kind of like a bit of a dick punch. And then I saw, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel, because one of my fans, Laura, she has on her Facebook profile a yellow ring around her face that says, "I've got a stupid yellow ring around my face."
It's like, wait, God apparently gave me the halo and then realized that, oh, for fuck's sake, you're not worthy here, and just like shoved it in front of your face. Like, wait, it's supposed to be at the top and around. Like, apparently that didn't work.
You know, that's it's just hilarious to me because there are so many great jokes coming out nowadays. And,
yeah.
You know, one guy says, "Oh, my umbrella won't work unless you're using yours."
Yeah.
And then, another guy did a meme with this aliens come down to Earth and sees all these people handing out all these masks and these vaccines, and the aliens go, "Well, what are these for?" And they go, "Oh, for the pandemic." And the aliens are like, "What pandemic?" And the guy points at the TV and he goes, "Oh, the one on the screen. And the alien goes, "Oh, okay." And they abduct the TV. And they're flying away, and they're like, "We got their leader! We got him!" We've been led down garden paths, left, right, and centre, ladies and gentlemen. I think that what's happened here is we've reached what's known as a political cul-de-sac, where all political thought goes in a goddamn circle and leads you back to the frickin' beginning again. All right? What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is get out of that false left-right paradigm, get out of the frickin' cul-de-sac, and go on that highway of truth. You're gonna experience some very, very bumpy roads on that highway, I can guarantee you. But the best part about being on that highway, as opposed to the cul-de-sac, is you're actually going somewhere. Somewhere that you're actually going to get eventually. Somewhere that people will benefit from the knowledge you gained upon your journey. This is destiny. This is your rights. This is your purpose for living. And these people are trying to take it away from you, your very motivation for your very purpose and your destiny to fulfill it. That's what they want to rob from you by telling you, COVID, COVID, COVID! Oh my god, it's the Delta variant! Oh my god, it's the variant from Omicron, Persei 8! It's coming here to harvest your human horn! You know, so on and so forth. They just put out all of this shit! It's just bullshit! All of it! And it's just driving me friggin' nuts! You're walking down the street and everybody like fighting their little tracer ants and stuff like that. Oh god, thank god the government knows where I am! You know, why? Why do you care? Just, it doesn't compute! And that's because I'm not a moron who sits there watching the television, believing everything it says, and I also know that that television and everything it says is controlled by the New Zealand government, all right? And this is just my local media, and I guarantee you there is such an incestuous relationship between the banks and the governments and the corporations and so on and so forth that nary a piece of paper can be put between them, all right? There's no separation between church and state anymore. The church is the propaganda. The state is your god.
I tell you what, the thing that, here's a joke. Imagine if we went back in time even 20 years ago, much less, say, 50 years ago, and we just implanted a head of state in New Zealand who looked and appeared and wore the clothes of a female, but when we looked down in the nether regions, we saw that penis bulging outside of it. Can you imagine that 50 years ago? Nobody would have voted for a woman with a penis who now wants to be the leader of an entire nation, which is predominantly male and female. But now, with this lovely mind control gameplay and stuff where they're teaching our kids alternative lifestyles and transgenderism and all this stuff, now, in order to be a progressive and open-minded, intelligent human being, you have to accept the fact that, hey, just because the woman has a penis and like, you know, it doesn't mean that they're not actually perfectly qualified to be the head of state and represent me and my democracy. I tell you what, as bad as it, I don't know what's worse. Maybe that thing you got over there is better than the pedophile that sits in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure which one is worse. Then we got Boris over here. He's funny, I have to say. That guy's just funny by his very nature. But I really love your approach, because as bad as it is, I'm not laughing in the sense that it's all a joke. It's really not a joke. But once you lose your sense of humor, you're fucked. I've been able to laugh in extremely dangerous situations. In fact, I find myself laughing oftentimes when it's like really dangerous. We should have a good time till the very end, whether it's the end of the world or the end of our individual lives. And there's one thing also that I'd like to say that I think people really need to take stock of, and that is, if you don't believe that you have a soul, fine. You know, I'm not a Bible thumper, I'm not anything like that, but I know to my own satisfaction that I do indeed have a soul. That soul is eternal. I will not sell my soul for any amount of material gain, power, sex, drugs, whatever. I'm not going to sell my soul for nothing. And in terms of eternity, life is but a blink of an eye. you should make the most of it. I certainly intend to continue making the most of mine, but that eternal soul is precious. And I reckon if you sat by and did fuck all while tyranny was enslaving your children, your soul probably ain't going to have the greatest afterlife possible. I'm not looking at the heaven-hell paradigm. I don't really believe in that. But I do believe that if you let love be your guide and fear goes out the door, that God sees these things. And probably you're able to move into different dimensions of time or space or spiritual experience that go beyond, well beyond what we experience in this 3D reality on planet Earth. There are many more dimensions than three, for sure. And the soul is as precious as it gets. So I'm feeling good myself. I know damn well I have a good relationship with the people around me. I have a lot of love and respect, and I give a lot of love and respect to good people, yourself included. You're doing a good job, and I respect you for what you do. I know a lot of people like this, and it's really great. I don't have the problem that so many do where they're surrounded by idiots. And, you know, they're taking these poisons and you know, refusing to see the forest through the trees. And ultimately, you know, I don't really have that issue because the people I associate with, well, they have a functioning brain. And I recommend it. The brain is really quite amazing if it's functioning well. But most people are mind controlled, which that's functioning for the powers that be, but it ain't functioning very well for you and your own freedom.
Yeah, you have two choices. You can either be mind controlled or you can have control of your own mind. And, you know, talking about the soul and the infinite and all of that kind of thing, I think it's a reasonable place to leave it. I want to really thank you, Ken, for taking the time to come on and giving people an update about what's been happening to you and all the trauma that you've been through, and the fact that you come out the other side with a smile on your face and a sense of humor still, despite being tortured in a Bangkok prison. In the words of William Blake, to see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Thanks very much, Ken.
That's a beautiful quote. Thank you, my brother, and you know, all the best to you and your family. You got a beautiful little one there, and I know you'll keep doing what you need to do, man. God bless you, man.
Cheers, brother. All right. Now, also, ladies and gentlemen, please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com/donate.html. You can see there on screen the Guerrilla Media, the Kiwi Bank, and all of that kind of stuff. Donors can request a guest, have a private call with me. You can get my help with... Oh, I think we've lost Ken there. That's all right. Look at the Skype window. Man, a very early show. I want to thank all the people in the chat room as well. TJ Antipas is there. Hey, TJ, haven't seen you in ages, bro. And Luna's been in here since early. And Tanya is even in Australia, even earlier. Donna Slade in the Facebook. And Christine Ross, so glad to see Ken again. Thank you very much, guys, for all watching. Unfortunately, nobody in the D-Live this morning, because usually DK is the one on there. But the reason why he's DK is because he stays up late night drinking. Now, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com/donate.html. You can request a guest, have a private call with me, or you can get a little bit of help with your media project or idea. And you also get access to the secret donors club on Facebook. So just make yourself a little PayPal, Kiwi Bank, or Patreon donation there, and then click here on the bottom of the screen there on the donate page to get all of your special rewards and whatnot. So thank you very much for all of you ladies and gentlemen, slaves of the global plantation. Oh, wait. Make sure to get HoldenHealthcare.com. I mean, bro, Holden Healthcare. Right now, everybody's getting jammed and stuff like that. David Holden's come up with a decent methodology for what kind of supplements and things like that you need to take in order to beat the jab's effects. So that might be a good way. He might be able to send you his PDF and presentation on that one. In fact, if you're you're nice and you ask me and say, hey, Freddie, can you please forward me that presentation you talked about with David Holden and stuff like that about the vaccines and the COVID and the masks and the blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I will. Speaking of which, I've got my court case coming up on the 10th of December. Obviously looking for a lot of donations to help pay for the legal costs and things of that nature. But, of course, on the 10th of December, nothing much is going to happen. They're just going to reschedule us to go and do a trial next year or something like that. Justice delayed is justice what? Denied. Is Vinnie Eastwood going to get any justice this time? I doubt it very much. If we go on the 10th of December and they, throw our cases out of court and stuff like that and just say, okay, you're free men now, I'll forgive them. If they don't, on the other hand, let's just say I don't forget. I remember everybody, my entire life, hundreds of them. I remember their names, I remember their faces, I remember what they did to me. And I haven't gotten vengeance upon a single one of them. Not one. I simply remember to not be your victim again. Now, down in the bottom left corner here, reopen.nz. I'm not sure if we've actually figured out how if that one's working or not yet. However, the idea is that there are unvaxxed friendly businesses out there. People who don't want to take the jab, who do have skills, who do have businesses and things like that. But because of the government mandates and the communism. The communism that we're dealing with right now. The technocracy. The Satanism. The scumbaggery. The corruption that we're dealing with. It has nothing to do with a freaking virus. They haven't even isolated it yet. Yes, they have. What are you talking about? The discredited scientist from the discredited university who got caught lying countless times and is now lying again. That's your proof that you're citing. And you're calling me a conspiracy theorist who doesn't check the facts and stuff like that. Shut up! Shush! Just shh. Shh. I've got a big bag of shh with your freaking name on it. All right? People really need to shut up. Shh! You don't know what you're talking about. If you're watching the media, if you're listening to the government, you don't know anything. Okay? It's like Mark Twain said. He said that if you read the newspaper, you're misinformed. If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. Or rather, the other way around works better. But you get the idea. These people have information control, and I need you guys to share these videos and things like that out any way you can. Oh, and also before we go, I have to make sure we put this on screen, because I'm the least grateful son of a... Julia! G-I-Julia! She has been doing all sorts of things for Vinny. It is my show with Robert Stanley. It's just up yesterday, and check out what she's doing with the archives here, bro. I'll just check this out. Can we switch panels? There we go. All right, so this is Julia. She's put this archive up here for me, taking the screenshots. She's uploaded it to the One Great Work Network, Rumble, BitChute, and Odyssey for me, so you can watch all of those things there. She's doing all the archiving, and of course, at the very top of the archives, just underneath here, these are Julia's details, her bank account, her Patreon, and her PayPal buttons. Please support Julia's archiving efforts, guys. If you have to choose between whether or not you donate or give a dollar a month to me or to Julia, I hate to say it, give it to Julia. All right, because she does a hell of a lot of work. I mean, it's very, very hard to do a talk radio show and do all the producing and everything like that. So by the time I'm done, I'm so knackered and so tired that I can't do the archiving. And that means that regardless of how tired I get making a show, nobody gets to see it. But thankfully, Julia is there, and I can't afford to pay her, so I'm asking you guys, please become one of her Patreons, set up an automatic payment for her so that she has regular income as well. Because again, we're moving into a situation here where those of us who do not want to take the jab and things like that may just wind up losing our incomes and whatnot. So I'm trying to convert as many people as possible right now, as in tomorrow's too frickin' late. You need to be converting your income generation now into activism and a peer-to-peer economic model, okay? Make your stuff for free, give it away, do the right thing, and then ask for voluntary support in a return, okay? That is a much, much better economic model, in my opinion. All right. Everybody been given the plugs they need to? I've been, you know, Holden Healthcare, reopen.nz. And Julia? Yeah. Oh! One last thing. There's also some of the girls on the Vinnie Eastwood page. I've given like five ladies, Karina and Amy and Mary and Rebecca and Alex, given them all access to the Vinnie Eastwood page. Now, I can't go out there and go to protests or support protesters or encourage protesting or anything like that. So we put disclaimers up and whatnot. But the girls now have access to my page so that when they go and do all of that stuff, they'll put their disclaimers up and be able to use the apparatus and my audience to be able to get all that stuff done. So this is a really interesting time, and I've also brought a couple of guys on as well. We've now got Vince McLeod from VJM Publishing and Ben Cleary as well. And we've got a number of people that I'm looking at bringing onto the team as well. Now, let's think about this. I'm not going to be... I don't believe in having control of other people's lives, but I do believe in being in charge of my own. So if somebody is going to come up to me and say, hey Vinny, I want to work with you or something and so forth and whatnot, I'm just like, okay, that's great, but I need you to have your own volition, and I just need you to do one thing for me. This is the request. If you're going to work with me, if you want to share my platform and do all of that kind of stuff, be yourself and have fun, first of all. But secondly, most of all, set up yourself properly. We need the, just like we've done with Julia here, how she's got her little automatic payment buttons, her Patreon and her Kiwi Bank account number posted there. You guys need to be posting that stuff on your archives, on your Facebook posts and stuff like that every single time you do it. And people are like, oh, Vinny, but if I do that, then people will accuse me of being a grifter. I know they will. Are they correct? Well, no, I'm not grifting at all. I'm doing the right thing and so on and so forth. Okay, that means that the people who accuse you of grifting are wrong. Yes? Incorrect? Yeah. Okay, do you want your life and your life's actions and your path through it to be determined and controlled by people who are wrong? No? Then ask for your donations, ask for your automatic payments, ask for your Patreons, ask for your support from your audience. If you don't, you are speaking into the wilderness. People don't know you need help. People don't know you need support. I need help to pay my bills. I need help to pay for the childcare for my baby. I've got, you know, unvaxxed people and stuff like that are coming around, sitting out on the deck and taking care of the baby for us and stuff like that. I'm trying to help as many people as I can, because I'm now in a position where everybody who is unvaxxed, everybody who wants to be free, everybody who is switched on and stuff like that has the potential to hear about me, to contact me, to get my help, to get my assistance, so that they don't need me anymore. Don't you get it? A cult is about perpetuating itself, all right? Vinnie Eastwood will die. Bad News with Vinnie Eastwood won't be around forever. It won't be around for thousands of years like the Iliad or the Odyssey, all right? This is not some kind of a test of Greek will that I'm engaging in here, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to obtain immortality by the only two means with which man can. Via my progeny and my stories. Okay, it is the stories that pass through time, not the man. It is the children and the subsequent generations that pass through time, not the man. These are the keys to our immortality. That is the reason why stories, words, listening, caring is so important. That's the reason why children, innocence, and learning is so crucial. Okay? This is why the obligation upon each and every one of us is so great that we cannot choose any action anymore but to answer the call. You know what every hero story has in common? What every hero does before they go on their quest, before they defeat the evil, before they obtain the knowledge and return home to make their society better. The thing that happens to every hero before they do that is they refuse to answer the call. Have you been refusing to answer the call? Is it time for you to stop doing that? Ask yourself. If the answer is yes, you have 5 seconds to get up and do something about it. That is the purpose of this show. Not to keep you listening perpetually, but to get you listening enough so that you don't need its motivation anymore, that you can obtain inspiration from it, and you can turn off the show, and you won't have a chance to listen to anybody else's either, because you'll be too damn busy making your own impact on this world and changing it in little ways that only you can, and contributing to the greatness of the whole and the one and together. Okay? Once you do that, you've achieved the purpose of the show, the main reason for the show. Second reason is, of course, donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com/donate.html. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, slaves of the global plantation! Vinnie Eastwood is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? Bad news. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists. It's Vinny's jokes.